And joining us now is Liz Burney. She is the Director of Research and Special Projects for ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, which honored former President Trump earlier this month with a big award at their annual gala. Liz, you know, it's great to have you here. I got to get your reaction to just so many people, of course, making comments about President Trump meeting with Kanye West and this other guy, Nick Fuentes.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor to be here, Rita. I guess we're some of the people. We actually made some of those comments, and I know that there's been a lot of press about our comments because we just honored Trump 2 weeks ago at our gala, our wonderful gala. It was wonderful to see you there. Kanye West and Nick, you know, brought along Nick Fuentes to this meeting with Trump and Kanye, and has, you know, sort of a fairly substantial history of anti-Semitic comments. And Fuentes is a white supremacist, hater. I mean, it was probably fairly shocking to Trump that an African-American mogul would bring along a white supremacist who has said things like that it's disgusting or despicable for white and black people to sleep together. I mean, he's a real racist in addition to being anti-Semite. Fuentes, one of the most horrific things, he said so many horrific things. One of them was that he compared all the people who were killed in the Holocaust to Cookie Monster baking cookies.
It's disgusting. His comments are just reprehensible.
Totally reprehensible. And, Trump has done such wonderful things for the Jewish people. He certainly deserved the award that we gave him for being the best president ever for Israel and the Jewish people. He's done so much to combat anti-Semitism. One of the things that he did was particularly important to ZOA was his executive order on combating anti-Semitism, which strengthened Title VI of the Civil Rights Act to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism and harassment and discrimination on college campuses. As you may know, ZOA works in that area. We have a Center for Law and Justice, which defends and helps Jewish students who are being harassed on college campuses. And we had fought a six-year battle to make sure that the Civil Rights Act included Jewish students and the Jewish students' rights to have a safe campus and a harassment-free campus.
And by the way, Liz, I mean, you guys, I just want everybody to know, ZOA has done such extraordinary work, defending Israel and fighting anti-Semitism. You guys have been really on the front lines. And I think about also some of the other things, too, that Trump was honored for at this gala that was so beautiful that all of you had. And it was just so inspiring. And one of the other things, as many people know, I mean, the Abraham Accords, moving the U.S. Embassy, I think about, in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, there are many achievements. Where does ZOA stand in terms of the award that you gave him? You still obviously believe that he deserved the award. And I've met President Trump. I've known him for years. I do not believe in any shape or form he's anti-Semitic. I think he has always been an enormous supporter of the Jewish people. Where does ZOA stand?
ZOA still believes that he deserved the award, but at the same time, we believe that he should condemn Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. I think it's reasonable to believe what Trump said, that he didn't know who Nick Fuentes was when he was brought to the dinner by Kanye West. But now he does know who he is. And it's very important for the president to condemn them. I mean, the president himself said in his 2019 State of the Union address how important it is to condemn those who spread the vile creed of anti-Semitism, and that everybody has to condemn it and condemn those who spread it. And, you know, we want Trump to live up to his word. But, you know, at the same time, we still believe he was entitled to the award. In addition to the items that both of us just mentioned, Trump deported the last known Nazi war criminal from the U.S. after previous administrations failed to do so for 14 years. This is extremely important. He stopped sending U.S. tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority because the Palestinian Authority pays hundreds of millions of dollars a year of pay-to-slave payments and pensions to Arab terrorists to murder Jews. This is so despicable. He signed the Sit-Taylor Force Act to also end these payments. He ended U.S. funding of the corrupt United Nations Relief and Works Act agency, UNRWA, because UNRWA hides rockets for Hamas and teaches Arab children to hate and aspire to murder Jews. And by the way, Biden has restarted all of that. Biden has, if you look at the White House statement and fact sheet in July, it's been the Biden administration has already given $1.5 billion to Palestinians and to UNRWA, which is shameful. This ends up killing Jews and Americans.
Wow. That's, by the way, and everybody, we are talking to Liz Burney. She's the director of research and special projects for ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. You know, the other thing, too, before I let you go, Liz, is also I think about his children. I mean, for people to now come out and say that President Trump is anti-Semitic, and I agree with you. I think he absolutely needs to come out and even more forcefully, you know, come out and condemn, of course, anybody who's anti-Semitic, and especially the guys who were visiting with him there at Mar-a-Lago and had met with him, whatever the circumstances were. But I think about also Ivanka. I mean, his own daughter converted to Judaism. His grandkids are Jewish, right?
That's right. And he was fine with that. He talks about his beautiful Jewish grandchildren. And he talks about the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and what a beautiful time of peace it is. I mean, this is somebody who was philo-Semitic. And, you know, and it made so many beautiful speeches against anti-Semitism and did so much to combat anti-Semitism. And, you know, ending the Iran deal. I mean, this is something that saves Jewish lives, saves the whole Middle East. I mean, and during, as you may recall, during President Trump's speech at our gala, he said this is probably the most important of all many things he did, the most important thing he did. And also killing Qasem Soleimani, who was responsible for killing so many Americans and was endangering American and Jewish lives. This was extremely important. You know, and also recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. From pre-1967, from 48 to 67, Syria used to use the Golan Heights to shoot at the Jewish farmers below.
And this you're right. There's a long, long list. So what's your message tonight, Liz, to people who are saying, oh, you know, he's anti-Semitic, he's anti this? What are your thoughts on behalf of ZOA?
Okay, well, he's definitely not anti-Semitic. And, you know, he's been targeted that way. You know, the biggest lie about him being anti-Semitic is this idea that he said that Nazis are very fine people, which is absolutely untrue. It was a statement that was taken out of context. He wasn't talking about Nazis. And in fact, in the very next sentence, he said, and I'm not talking about Nazis and white supremacists because they should be absolutely condemned. So this sentence was taken out of context and used by Biden and other people to smear Trump. But, you know, particularly because he's been smeared this way, it's even more important for him to come out and condemn Kanye's anti-Semitism and the anti-Semitism and white supremacy and racism of Nick Fuentes. By the way, you know, we at ZOA also believe that we've also called for President Biden and ex-Presidents Obama and Clinton to condemn the people the anti-Semites that they've palled around with. And I think that's very important. And I don't want that to get lost. As you know, there's a smiling picture of Obama together with Farrakhan, who is probably one of the leading anti-Semites in the country. Obama has never turned around and said anything about that, and never condemned Farrakhan. He actually also helped Farrakhan organized a march in Washington. Biden has praised members of the squad who are anti-Semitic members of the squad. Pelosi appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine with members of the squad, and these are the people who promote boycotts against Jews and defunding the Iron Dome, which saves lives. And at every opportunity smears the Jewish state, smears Jews with all kinds of canards. And so these ex-presidents and current president and Pelosi and also the Secretary of State, Blinken, he just brought one of the squad members to Qatar with him, honoring her that way. This is unconscionable that they're praising and working together with the worst anti-Semites. So this also has to be done. It has to come from all sides, the combating anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that's a very powerful point, because it shouldn't be tolerated in any shape or form. Very powerful discussion. Really important to have you here. Liz Birney with the ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, which is such an extraordinary organization that does so much to defend Israel and the Jewish people. Thank you for being here. Really great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Rita. And if people want to read more about our views on this, they could go to our website, zoa.org. We have quite a lot of information on the website on all of these issues.
Thank you so much, Liz, for being with us again, zoa.org.